Hello listeners, welcome to another episode of the Africa's Venture Capital and Entrepreneurial Landscape series on Wasabi Africa podcast. My name is Lukman Yusuf. I am a financial analyst from Nigeria working at the World Bank headquarters in the United States. It is my passion to make known the story of Africa's economic development to people all over the world. In the second episode of this podcast, we explored the challenges of the African entrepreneurship ecosystem. In this episode, we would look at the role of incubators and accelerators in African entrepreneurship. Spanning the vibrant markets of Lagos to the thriving tech havens of Nairobi, Africa unfolds as a fertile breeding ground, nurturing a strong force of visionary pioneers and groundbreaking enterprises. The path to success is not simple, though African business owners encounter a variety of difficulties, such as difficult access to capital, a lack of supportive infrastructure, and a skills deficit. In response to these difficulties, incubators and accelerators have become a glimmer of hope for African business owners. These initiatives provide tools and support to assist startups in overcoming challenges and expanding their enterprises. Although the approaches taken by the programs differ, they all strive to give entrepreneurs the resources they need to thrive, such as mentoring, training, access to capital, and networking opportunities. These initiatives, which normally last for weeks to several months, are made to aid entrepreneurs in expanding and growing their operations. Creative mentoring is one of this program's main advantages. Startups in Africa encounter particular difficulties. Thus, it can be extremely helpful for new business owners to work with mentors who have already successfully negotiated the complexities of the African business environment. These mentors provide support and assistance while imparting knowledge that can stimulate original thought and fresh methods for tackling challenging issues. Let's take a look at some prominent incubators. Over the past few decades, there has been a sharp increase in the number of incubators serving the African entrepreneurship community. These incubators have been able to research and adjust to the unique issues of the African startup and entrepreneurship ecosystem. And they are now able to provide solutions that are specifically designed to satisfy the demands of African entrepreneurs. Due to their overlapping systems of operation, which are extremely similar to the practice of accelerators, it is impossible to determine the precise number of incubators operating in Africa, although we acknowledge the contribution of other aspiring incubators. We will focus on a handful of the more notable ones in this episode. Let's start with the MEST incubator. The MEST incubator is a notable success story among incubators in Africa. The MEST incubator has offered a multitude of services for African entrepreneurs looking to launch their technology firms since it was founded in Ghana in 2008. Through the study of subjects including product development, marketing, and financial management, this curriculum assists entrepreneurs in gaining the abilities they need to thrive in the fast-paced world of technology startups. The program is run by seasoned mentors with first-hand knowledge of the difficulties involved in creating prosperous tech firms in Africa. But training is only the start. The MEST incubator also connects entrepreneurs with established tech entrepreneurs, investors, and other important figures in the startup ecosystem, giving them access to invaluable mentoring and networking opportunities. These ties enable business owners to access the expertise, information, and perception of individuals who have previously achieved success in Africa's fiercely competitive tech sector. The MEST incubator also offers finance to companies, giving them the money they need to realize their ideas. This is perhaps the most crucial aspect. The incubator has an exceptional track record of accomplishments in this area. Since its founding, its firms have raised over $100 million in funding. Kudo Boss, a Ghana-based firm that aids companies in managing their internet reputation, is one example of a successful startup that has benefited from the resources offered by the MEST Incubator. Incubated in the MEST Incubator in 2012, Kudo Boss later secured $105,000 in early funding. The business now provides services to clients in more than 100 nations and is regarded as one of the best startups in Africa. Saya Mobile is another successful firm that has came out of the MEST Incubator and offers mobile messaging services to people in developing nations. A group of entrepreneurs from Ghana and Nigeria that took part in the MEST training program established Saya Mobile, which later received $1.2 million in funding from investors like Intel Capital. Another notable incubator in Africa is the Tony Elemelu Foundation. The initiative, which was started in 2015 by Nigerian businessman Tony Elemelu, offers finance, mentoring, and training to African businesses. Each of the almost 9,000 entrepreneurs helped by the initiative received $5,000 in cash to expand their enterprises throughout 54 African nations. Entrepreneurs have the chance to learn the abilities they need to thrive in their respective sectors, such as company planning, financial management, and marketing, through a 12-week online course. Leading business experts from across the world are delivering this course, guaranteeing that participants will receive high-quality instruction that is adapted to their particular requirements and circumstances. However, the program offers participants more benefits than simply coaching. It also gives them access to networking and mentoring possibilities, just like MEST. Through the Tony Elemelu Foundation Entrepreneurship Program, business owners can network with influential investors and business leaders from around the globe, gain insights from other experiences, and forge lasting connections that will help them grow their companies. Additionally, the program offers cash to business owners, giving them the resources they need to make their ideas a reality. For many African entrepreneurs who may find it difficult to obtain traditional sources of money like loans or investments, this cash is essential. The multiple businesses that have emerged from the Tony Elemelu Foundation Entrepreneurship Program over the years are proof of the program's effectiveness. For instance, Temi Giwa Tubosun, a participant in the program in 2015, developed LifeBank, a Nigerian firm that offers a digital platform for blood donations. Giwa Tubosun's firm, which has already assisted in saving thousands of lives in Nigeria, was able to expand its operation with the help of the program. Nawa Scientific, an Egyptian firm that offers cutting-edge scientific services to researchers and companies in the Middle East and Africa, is another success story. Nawa Scientific was established by Omar Sakr, a participant in the Tony Elemelu Foundation Entrepreneurship Program, and has been able to grow quickly in recent years, in part because of the money and assistance offered by the program. Now, let's take a look at some accelerator programs. Accelerators have had a big influence in the region, but incubators have been crucial in giving African entrepreneurs the resources they need to flourish. These initiatives aim to assist businesses in scaling up quickly, frequently by giving them access to networks, finance, and coaching. Among the most well-known accelerators in Africa are SeedStars. SeedStars is known for assisting high-potential and innovative entrepreneurs all around Africa. It is known as a reputable accelerator with operations spanning more than 25 African nations. Sidstars has amassed a strong portfolio of profitable businesses that have all benefited from the organization's wide network of resources and knowledge. More than 2,000 early-stage firms have received funding and mentoring from Sidstars since its founding in 2013. These businesses have gone on to experience great success, generating more than $220 million in capital and leaving a lasting impression on the industries in which they operate. The success of Sidstars can be attributed in part to its innovative approach to acceleration, which focuses on finding and assisting businesses with the potential for rapid growth and social impact. Sidstars is promoting innovation and entrepreneurship across the continent by giving these firms the tool they need to be successful. Additionally, Sidstars has received praise for its dedication to equality and inclusiveness, with a particular emphasis on assisting entrepreneurs that belong to underrepresented groups, such as women and people of color. By providing an equal playing field for startups and business owners throughout Africa, Sidstars is guaranteeing that everyone has the chance to succeed. In general, Sidstars has made a substantial contribution to the development and achievement of African startups. A strong entrepreneurial ecosystem has been developed thanks to its dedication to innovation, diversity, and impact. This has fueled economic growth and opened up new prospects for the next generation of African entrepreneurs. Another exciting, promising accelerator in Africa is the Google for Startups Accelerator Africa. This is another initiative that has been making ripples in the African business sector. The initiative was established in 2018 with the goal of supplying businesses across the continent with money, mentoring, and training, with an emphasis on those who are utilizing technology to address social and economic concerns. Google for Entrepreneurs has assisted over 70 entrepreneurs across 17 African nations through its accelerator program, arming them with the tools they need to prevail in a very competitive industry. The initiative is promoting change across the continent by concentrating on companies with the potential to have a significant beneficial social impact. The Google for Startup Accelerator program emphasizes on community development and collaboration, and that is one of its main advantages. The initiative is contributing to the development of a thriving ecosystem of innovation and entrepreneurship by bringing together startups, mentors, and investors from all over Africa. The initiative is fostering a new generation of prosperous businesses across the continent by giving them access to the most recent tools and technology, as well as mentoring from seasoned business owners and thought leaders. Google for Startups Accelerator Africa is a brilliant example of how technology can propel positive change in Africa and beyond, thanks to its focus on impact-driven innovation and cooperation. I would like to talk about some other organizations which have contributed to the growth of African entrepreneurship. While incubators and accelerators have made a substantial contribution to the growth of entrepreneurship in Africa, they are not the only programs to have had an impact. Other programs that assist the expansion of entrepreneurship on the continent have evolved. The growth of co-working spaces in Africa is a crucial factor. These locations provide small enterprises, freelancers, and entrepreneurs with accessible, adaptable workspaces. High-speed internet, conference rooms, and other amenities are provided in co-working spaces, making it simpler for entrepreneurs to launch and expand their firms. They also provide networking opportunities, enabling business owners to meet people who share their interests and possible clients. One instance of one of these co-working spaces is the Nairobi Garage in Kenya, which opened its doors in 2012. The Nairobi Garage offers a range of flexible workspaces, including private offices and meeting rooms, as well as a range of support services, such as business development and legal services, networking events, and mentorship program. The Nairobi Garage has played a significant role in supporting the growth of the Kenyan startup ecosystem, providing a home for over 200 startups and small businesses. Other examples are the Hub Accra in Ghana, which was established in 2013, and the Innovation Village in Uganda, which was created in 2016. Along with co-working spaces, a new trend of impact investors looking to fund African startups with a positive social impact is emerging. These investors are interested in investing in firms that not only make money, but also have a positive impact on society. Startups that are tackling important social and economic issues, including access to healthcare, education, and renewable energy, receive money and support from these investors. A network of social impact investors that help social entrepreneurs in Africa is the African Venture Philanthropy Alliance, AVPA. In order to find promising companies and give them the money and support they need to scale their effect, the AVPA collaborates with a variety of stakeholders such as foundations, family offices, and other impact investors. Additionally, governments in Africa now acknowledge that entrepreneurship can be a potent force for economic expansion, job creation, and poverty alleviation. As a result, businesses have increasingly started to put policies and programs into place that foster an environment that allows entrepreneurs to succeed. The establishment of special economic zones, SEZs, which provide expedited corporate registration procedures, favorable tax rates, and access to infrastructure like dependable power and high-speed internet is one instance. Many nations, including Kenya, Nigeria, and Rwanda, have built special economic zones. These zones draw foreign investors while also giving local firms a platform to reach global markets and network with other companies. Governments have also created venture capital funds in addition to special economic zones, which finance companies fund directly or through collaborations with private investors. For instance, the Nigerian government established the Bank of Industry Youth Entrepreneurship Scheme program, which offers loans and mentoring to young entrepreneurs, while the Egyptian government established a $136 million venture capital fund to encourage companies in the nation. Additionally, African governments are progressively providing tax advantages to encourage startup investment. For instance, the governments of Ghana and Kenya both grant new enterprises, in particular industries, tax holidays lasting up to 7 years. Kenya additionally exempts businesses that have been operating for less than 5 years from paying taxes. In general, these actions by African governments are improving the atmosphere for entrepreneurship, and this can aid in the continent's economic growth and development. Government supports the development of a strong startup ecosystem that may spur innovation and job creation by giving companies access to capital, infrastructure, and other resources. When discussing remarkable projects, it's also critical to emphasize the value of a remote pro bono consulting firm like MZZ Africa. Through its program, MZZ Africa is a company that has significantly aided the growth of entrepreneurship in Africa. MZZ Africa was established in 2018 and has been assisting fast-growing indigenous African digital businesses with their venture building needs prior to entering accelerator programs. The accelerator helped close the gender gap in entrepreneurship on the continent by providing training, mentorship, and investments to firms around Africa. MZZ Africa also collaborates with other institutions and financiers to offer additional resources to entrepreneurs participating in its program. MZZ Africa's accelerator program or initiative has also been recognized for its impact on entrepreneurship in Africa. Through its focus on entrepreneurs and partnerships with other organizations, MZZ Africa helped to create a more inclusive and supportive environment for startups in Africa, ultimately driving economic growth and development on the continent. It is possible to overestimate the importance of incubators and accelerators in fostering entrepreneurship as the continent continues to expand and change. These programs have assisted in fostering innovation and job creation across the continent by offering funds, resources, mentorship, and other support to startups and SMEs. It is obvious that incubators and accelerators have played a crucial role in the development of African entrepreneurship, as seen by the success of MEST, MEST Africa, and the effects of Google for Startups Accelerator. These initiatives will surely keep promoting economic growth and a healthy startup environment in Africa, with continuous funding and assistance from authorities, financiers, and institutions. With the aid of these programs, African entrepreneurship has a bright future with countless opportunities.